The hype to find a young woman to play Maria in the Toronto production of The Sound of Music was, of course, intense. Weeks and weeks of grueling auditions on the reality TV show on CBC television to winnow down the list of 10 finalists to a lucky one. Finally, you, the public, picked Alicia McKenzie to play Maria von Trapp. The show opened last night at the Princess of Wales Theatre. Was it all worth it? Was the show everything that people hoped for? Our theater critic Lynn Slotkin was there. She's here now. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt.
Were the hills of Toronto alive with The Sound of Music last night?
Not only were they alive, but they are moving in a very, very impressive way. Almost everything is impressive in this classy production.
We shall get to the production in a moment. But what everybody wants to know is, was Alicia McKenzie the right choice to play Maria?
Alicia McKenzie is a divine Maria. She is divine as Maria. She's fresh. She's charming. She sings beautifully. She can act. She has to convince us that she can go from being a will-o'-the-wisp and clown in the convent where she wants to be a nun to becoming a governess to the seven motherless von Trapp children to melting the cold heart of Captain von Trapp and eventually marrying him and then being able to cope when the family has to leave Austria suddenly when the Nazis invade the country. Alicia McKenzie pulls it off with remarkable ease.
You said this is a classy production. What do you mean by that?
Oh, classy in every single way, from the way it looks, sounds, acts.
So what's the justification?
I give
there?
Full praise to director Jeremy Sams. He has an eye to the great, to the large sweep of the world of this musical, as well as to the fine details that color that world. Every character, from the stars to the smallest kid, is a cohesive member of that world, thanks to Sams' direction. Almost to a person, this is a strong cast. Besides the magical Alicia McKenzie as Maria, Burke Moses plays the captain, Captain von Trapp, with a straight back and an eventual melting heart. As the mother abbess, Noella Hue is dignity and grace personified with a beautiful, rich voice. Robert Jones realizes the show's sweeping world with his set and costume design. He has designed a huge hill that rises, falls, and tips in both directions. Occasionally, I was terrified somebody was going to fall off, but that's the beauty of the theater. The sense of space of Austria is created by that image of that hill. The von Trapp family home is an airy mansion, so you get a sense of how rich this family was and what they were leaving behind when they had to flee. Arlene Phillips' choreography lifts the dancing way above the norm. There is a kind of an open-heartedness to her dance and movement that is compelling.
So then, if the selection process, controversial as it was, to find a star for this musical worked out so well, do you think we'll see more of this in the future, more people kind of auditioning courtesy of reality TV to be stars of the stage?
Oh, I hope not. Oh God, I hope not. You know, picking Maria or any performer through reality TV show is an inspired publicity ploy, full stop. End of conversation. You go through the whole selection process on television for 10 weeks. You have a panel of pros telling the performers and the public and what they are looking for with just the slightest hint of manipulation. Then let the people choose and hope that the results are good. The television ratings will soar, as they did for CBC, and the box office will take off. There's $12 million in advance sale tickets already, but it's dangerous. Often in the process, the winner is making her professional debut, as we have in the case of Miss McKenzie. Is it wise to put the future of a $12 million show on the young shoulders of a novice? I'm not talking about a nun either. One wonders, can she do 8 shows a week? That's what the pros do usually. Here, Andrew Lloyd Webber, one of the producers, has decreed that that's too strenuous. So Alicia McKenzie will do only 6 shows a week, and Jana Paulsen, the runner-up, will do the rest. I think that's a problem. You know, you always hope the winner can cope with the daily pressures. You know, for my money, the most reliable way of casting is the old-fashioned way, with qualified casting directors who know what they're looking for and the entire process of doing the whole show 4 to 6 weeks.
You like it. You really like it.
I thought it was stunning. I thought it was well done. You know, there's a difference in the theater between a musical and a production. Mm-hmm. This is a splendid production. It's bold. It's compelling. It's beautifully realized. The music is lush. You've got a theatrical find on Alicia McKenzie. See it. It's dandy.
Lynn Slotkin, thank you.
Pleasure.